From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Bank of America is halting foreclosures in all 50 states after regulators heard reports of some banks cutting corners to speed up the process. Scott Garaff of member station WFAE is tracking the story from Bank of America's base in Charlotte.
The North Carolina bank says all foreclosure activity won't resume until it finishes an assessment of its foreclosure process. Both state and federal officials have been on Bank of America and other large national lenders to stop foreclosing on homes until their practices can be reviewed. North Carolina's attorney general had given the Charlotte-based bank until Friday to cease foreclosure activities in the state. Previously, the bank had stopped seizing homes in 23 states. The news comes in the wake of criticisms of lenders that they haven't given each foreclosure the necessary attention, and that robo-signers have signed off on foreclosure documents without reading them. One Bank of America employee in Texas told investigators she'd signed as many as 8,000 foreclosure-related documents in 1 month. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Employers are still laying off more people than they're hiring. The government found that last month, the economy lost 95,000 jobs, even though there were modest gains in the private sector. And as Mesirow financial economist Diane Swank tells us, investors are still optimistic the Fed will take more steps to support economic recovery.
As we move into the fourth quarter and beginning of 2011, the Fed is definitely going to step up to the plate, try to give the economy a little extra leg up because of the dire situation we have in terms of unemployment.
The Dow's been hovering around the 11,000 mark for much of the day. At last check, it was up 53 points at 11,001. After 100 days without a budget, California's legislature is finally sending a bill to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. KPCC's Lynn Hurdes has a story.
Senators voted 27-9 in favor of a budget bill, bridging a $19 billion deficit and putting the state on track to start paying its long overdue bills. Governor Schwarzenegger helped negotiate the deal, which includes no new taxes or fees, with 40% of the deficit closed by additional spending cuts. The plan also counts on the state getting over $5 billion from the federal government, far more than it's received so far. The state controller's office plans to announce today if California will need to issue IOUs due to its lack of cash. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdes in Los Angeles.
Chinese political dissident Liu Xiaobo is this year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, and drawing harsh words from the Chinese government. Liu is serving an 11-year jail sentence on subversion charges. Beijing describes Liu as a dangerous man, but some of the world's most prominent peace activists are applauding Liu today. On Wall Street, the Dow's moved up 56 points at 11,005. NASDAQ is up 17 at 2401. This is NPR News. Rescuers in Chile are getting closer to ending a more than two-month-long ordeal for 33 miners trapped underground. Engineers may complete drilling an escape shaft as early as tonight, but Mining Minister Lawrence Gollborn, who's in charge of the rescue mission, says the crew still has to decide when it's safe enough to pull the miners out.
In the best scenario, could be 3 to 4 days to start the rescue process. The rescue process itself could take 2 days, more or less.
The miners became trapped August 5th. A top North Korean official confirms that the youngest son of leader Kim Jong-il will succeed his ailing father. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikau Tao has more on the succession plan.
Yang Hyung-sop holds several top positions within North Korea's Workers' Party and the country's parliament. In an interview with the Associated Press in Pyongyang, he calls Kim Jong-il's youngest son the young general and claims the nation of 24 million people are honored to serve him as the next leader. He is quoted as saying, "Our people take pride in the fact that they are blessed with great leaders from generation to generation." Up until last month, few had even heard of Kim Jong-un, but at the North's ruling Workers' Party convention, the young man was immediately promoted to four-star general and vice chairman of the party's Central Military Commission. This weekend marks the 65th anniversary of the Workers' Party. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tao in Seoul.
President Obama has announced that National Security Advisor General James Jones is retiring. Jones will be succeeded by his deputy, Tom Donilon. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.